Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Las Vegas almost shut this entire festival down.
We're creating something that makes it just makes them turn their fucking head.
Vegas is such a scuzz place, but it was perfect for the festival and being there in the festival.
Like Fremont Street was classier before we got up. Dude,
really zhuzh that hunk of shit up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the big announcement. You saw it. Skankfest Vegas, back at Notoriety, September 29th through October 1st. Presale tickets go on the 12th, right, guys?
Yes.
All right, so fucking get your fucking pocketbooks ready, ladies. I'll see you in fucking Vegas. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, sitting in because Louis doesn't feel good today. And I love you, buddy. That's okay. That's why I'm here. And I've got two wonderful guests, very familiar to the show, very good friends, and wonderful people who I'm very glad to have sitting across from me. From No Need for Apologies, we've got Dave Temple.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Good morning, my friend. And from the Wet Spot, Chrissy Mayer podcast, and the Simpcast. Is that all correct?
Or
is
some of that not right anymore? Yes, I'm so impressed.
It's Chrissy Mayer.
Hello, Zach.
Hi. And now, Chrissy, I know there's a lot of tension between me and you because we're both writing for Kanye right now.
I know. We're going to have to duke it out.
He keeps fucking up our jokes.
I know.
He thought it was shackles, not shekels.
Yeah.
And that's why that joke didn't land.
I was like, no, it's shekels, you idiot. Don't you know Jews?
Yeah. Really shit the bed telling those great jokes. But hey, that's what you pick yourself up and you try again. And yeah, we got you. We're going to give you a whole new batch of good ones for the next time.
So many people were saying, oh, it's mental illness. I'm like, he's a performer. Like, I genuinely think, like, who knows? Maybe he is bipolar. But like, I genuinely think in that interview he was trying to be funny. Like, I don't know if that, but maybe, you know, I live in a world where I can't tell the difference between a mental break and comedy.
Yeah, compound media.
Yeah. I think we're the ones that are bipolar because we can't seem to decide whether we like him or love him. Like, it's like, dude, he's been doing this for years. Yeah. Either get off board or get on board. Like, you know, if he's crazy, why would you tune in? Do you listen to InfoWars regularly? And he just happened to,
it was hilarious for all the people that hate Alex Jones so much to have to watch Alex Jones be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
No, Nazis are bad.
Yeah.
They went up to like 40 million viewers. He was like, you're going to have to buy more vitamins so we can afford the bandwidth.
And I loved it. Actually, I want to talk about, let's talk about it. So Kanye got booted from Twitter for sharing a symbol that included a swastika inside a Star of David. And one of the last things he tweeted was that he caught married NBA star Chris Paul with Kim Kardashian while they were married. I want to talk about this symbol. And Harrington, you might know about this. Did you also read that symbol he posted was the symbol of a UFO cult?
Realism.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little about that in the booth when you look it up? Or,
yeah,
Chrissy, what do you know about
they
it?
They are like a niche UFO worshiping, niche religion, I guess, from the 70s.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hosting today, so we're talking about UFO cults. Suck my fat dick. Chrissy, go ahead.
And I wonder if he just, yeah, you wonder how much of it is him versus people around him that are like encouraging him to push the envelope. Right. And people sound dumb because they're like, oh, it's just a Nazi symbol inside of a Star David. But it's like, it's actually an old logo. It's been around.
Like the Nike swoosh.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. It's like the Nike swoosh. I mean, it doesn't look good.
That's the swastika. When it's straight like that, that means peace, right? It's the 45 degree angle that's the Nazi
thing. And the swastika,
right?
This is going to sound bad coming from a person who is half German, but the swastika has been around for a while and used in many different religions.
Oh, dude, I remember in maybe middle school, Indian girls bringing in projects with posters with swastikas with feathers on them.
Yeah.
And being like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then being like, no, that was like a symbol we use. And I don't know. I feel like it's...
My first Indian wedding that I went to, mm-hmm. Yeah, they were standing there holding like flags with swastikas on them, you know, around the ceremony.
I would have just thought that's where I sit.
This is my place.
I don't know. I think... And this might be the screaming liberal in me. Retire it. It's a bad... It's like the mustache.
The symbol, yeah.
Like, it's never going to be the Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Yeah.
It's the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
No matter... Even when Michael Jordan
has it. He took a lot with him, didn't he?
On a bald black guy.
Yeah.
You go, that man's got a Hitler mustache.
He took away the mustache, the first name Adolf, the last name Hitler, like the swastika, like, whoo.
Yeah,
every Adolf has to be Dolph now.
Now anybody who drops out of art school, you're like, all right, let's not be hasty.
But yeah, I think maybe it's time to go, I don't think the swastika is going to work.
Yeah.
It's just too, it's got too many bad connotations.
I think that might be just here, though. And I think that might just be.
It's with just so, us?
I think as we travel more, you'll probably see, like, in other places. Because I don't know where I was just hearing about this, like, the whole breakdown of, like, a swastika on a straight up and down perpendicular angle where they're veering to the right is like being in unison with the way things go. If it points to the left, it's a different rotation.
So it's worse to be tilted. If it's
the tilted was that was the Nazi.
The Nazi
flip on
tilt.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that like when a guy's got his left ear pierced, he's straight, and he's got his right ear pierced, he's gay. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to do research.
You have to check which pocket has the handkerchief in it, what color it is.
Yeah, that's too many things.
And somebody who wants to post the swastika in any capacity at this point in time, it's like you're doing it to get attention. Because, right, it's common knowledge that it's people don't have good feelings when they see it.
It makes people uncomfortable. There's there's a reason... That there is an entire... There we go. So looking at some
early
Swazis.
Early Christian looks pretty sus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to the left.
American Indian is pretty cool. That should be on like a quote.
That must be the Hindu one that you saw at the wedding.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, yes. The Nazi one is the one that is tilted. Like Dave's hats were in the late 90s.
The towel one looks like somebody was drunk and really tried to like deface it.
Yeah,
a
right?
Subway or something. They just couldn't quite finish it.
Yeah, I think maybe it's not going to work. We got and there's a reason there was an entire genre of film called Nazi exploitation, because it was an excuse to use those symbols to shock and make people uncomfortable. And I love it.
Yeah.
But you can't have that and have it not be connotated with evil.
So his purpose for posting it was to rile people up.
Of course.
Should he have been censored? No, I think Elon is just being emotional. I think he's got a lot of people to please right now, especially internationally. And like Germans really don't take that lightly. Like Germans get very upset.
But don't you go to jail in Germany for...
Oh, yeah. Like any kind of... Same thing with like...
Could you look up that law in the UK, please? I'm sorry. I'm going to lean on you guys a
little. A lot of countries
today.
In the UK, like where Dankula is from, like they'll put you away for posts or
people were very
jokes.
Upset. I did not know that guy's name. I just knew he was the guy that taught his dog the Heil Hitler.
I feel like he's your UK equivalent.
Okay. People were very upset. I didn't know his name.
It's okay. It's a big world. He's more like a YouTube. Like not every comic is like that familiar with YouTube.
What up, Mike?
So illegally displaying Nazi symbols in Germany can get you up to 3 years in jail. The ban broadly exempts art. But which works are allowed to show swastikas, SS Sig ruins, and such is often more a matter of the medium.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you can't just, like, rock a t-shirt.
I mean, unless it's, you know, you are a walking art installation. No.
I am a walking art installation.
You walk around like this.
Yeah.
Like the lion's ear, right?
Dance. They have a...
I'm a cactus. No, you're not.
How did you get your leg to do that?
I hated my roommates my senior year of college. I lived with these two medical students who were, I don't know how this works, messy gay guys. I didn't know they made those.
Yeah.
Like slovenly gay guys.
Wow, just leaving ass blood all over the place.
Like our shower was, they both had long hair and the shower was gross.
Oh, God.
Like they were unpleasant.
Like chicks.
Were they kempt like themselves? Were they like in shape gay dudes or were they like sloppy?
No, they were sloppy doppies.
Yeah, okay.
And it was just a bad scene.
Yeah.
And they hated me. Like they went and told the RA that I let somebody smoke a cigarette out my window. So they were, they were fucking fags. They were the worst.
Yeah. Like, I caught you guys having anal out the window. Like, and, can we call it truce?
I was shooting my senior year thesis film, and in it, I had a running gag that there was an infomercial on TV. So I did a parody of Girls Gone Wild called Girls Gone Heil. And it was an all Nazi Girls Gone Wild.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And I bought Nazi flags on the internet to hang up in the background of it. And I had them delivered to a girl's house so that I wouldn't be on whatever list that you get on for ordering Nazi flags.
That's smart.
And her family was probably already on that list, to be honest.
Hilarious.
I know that because the cat didn't like black people.
You know that because it was me.
Dogs. Dogs, I see it. Dogs, yeah, sometimes dogs are racist. The cat.
Yeah, dogs really are.
The cat did not like the black UPS guy.
That is hilarious.
So I feel like there was some indoctrination going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. They learn it in the home.
And I was shooting the movie, and then I went to go to class, and I didn't take the flags down. And I found out the two guys went in my room to get something and never spoke to me again for the rest of the year because they thought my permanent decorations were all SS flags.
Oh, that's good for them. Good for them that they terrorize themselves that way by snooping.
And can you imagine walking in on that? Not only that, actually, they weren't getting something from me. They were returning my copy of Inglourious Basterds.
That's too many coincidences.
And then they never spoke to me again. And all I can think is that they went through the rest of that year going, wow, we're living with an actual Nazi.
And the rest of their lives going, you know, I actually knew a Nazi in college.
But
NYU. Think about that. What are the chances?
Yeah, but they'll grow through the rest of their lives feeling like the biggest pussies that they didn't do anything about it. You know what I mean? They're just like, they'll just go out there telling people, no, there's Nazis. We lived with one.
I thought that you were going to say that they took your flags down.
No. They were pussies.
Yeah. Speaking of pussies, I was watching, I watched Schindler's List on the plane recently because I was flying to San Diego. I don't know if you guys ever noticed, there's like, that whole thing is like run by Hennessy. It's fueled on Hennessy. Like all of the Nazis were drinking Hennessy and they're specifically requesting it by name and showing the bottles and the labels.
Wow.
And I thought it was pretty fascinating. And it's like, oh, this is just dark liquor just giving people... that energy, man. But like all of the parties that they have at night, they're all drinking Hennessy and they're asking specifically, yeah, I have another Hennessy.
By the way, this is how connected I am to Black TikTok. Now I'm just picturing a Nazi with a bottle of J&B going, this shit like 25.
I didn't know there was a Black TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I love... So my reels... algorithm is fucked up right now because usually it's just wrestling, sandwiches, and keyboards. But I went, like pimple popping and teeth cleaning. I like gross shit like that.
I like how you forgot about those.
No, yeah, there's a lot of that. But
I only like teeth cleaning when it comes to dogs.
I sent my wife two videos of monkeys jerking off.
No.
And now reels will not stop showing me animals coming.
Ew.
Like full loads.
Huh. They should have never given us cameras.
No. And it's and dude, they always eat it. They eat it every time.
Ew.
Yeah. There's no reason to film that.
That is so fucking gross.
There's no reason to film that. And it's so weird what people think TikToks are. There should have been a class for TikTok. Like there should be a tutorial when you create your account. And it's this is a TikTok. This is not a TikTok.
Animals coming, not a TikTok. You doing a dance, that's okay.
Yeah.
TikTok, Chrissy, I'm not going to include you in this. Dave, I think we're too old for TikTok.
Absolutely, I'm not on it.
We shouldn't
be on it. I can
be
included in that. I'm very anti-TikTok.
Okay, I didn't want to assume your age or try
that's
and...
That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice.
Because Lewis isn't here, you're going to have to step it up with the flirty comments.
I'm doing my best. We're too old for that. We shouldn't be on it. Like,
yeah, no one should be on it. It's fucking Chinese mind
control. It's called TikTok
because
that's the sound of the clock as you wait for the girls on it to turn 18.
Hilarious. Yeah, I remember saying that before. There was stuff that started popping up in porn where it would be girls from TikTok that doing a dance, but then cut to them doing the same dance in the same room, now totally nude. And that creeped me out because I'm like, well, are these girls of age or not? And then it's like when you look at TikTok at that time when I was still looking at it, it was only young girls doing dances. Even though the dances were like innocent little dances, there's still crop tops, you know, tits jiggling, ass. I'm just like, this is too much for me. And then my kids are on the app also. You know what I mean? So it's just like...
Even a kid could not dance, like could be dancing in not a particularly sexual way. It's like, because there's fucking dudes out there that it doesn't even matter. Like,
it's weird. They say it's not sexual, but it is weird that like 11-year-olds own like crop top jackets. Like I could get maybe you bought a crop top t-shirt from the mall with some Christmas money. But like the jackets are like $350, $400 that these girls are dancing in. So it's like, this is weird that your parents are buying you this kind of sexy, right, like adult type
like
shit.
I remember I would sneak it to the mall, right, and get like a little Abercrombie tank top or something. But there's no way my parents would like let me buy some kind of slutty outerwear.
Yeah. And the kids are they're on it.
What's the most what's the thing you had to put your foot down that your daughter wanted you to buy?
Wanted me to buy pets.
No, I mean, is there a clothing thing that you were like, absolutely not in my fucking house? Or is she's pretty good about that?
No, you know what? I was kind of a pussy in that aspect. Like, it would happen, like, because the mom would just buy weird shit, and you just look at them like, are you serious right now?
What do you mean?
Like, they're like, what? There's nothing wrong with it. And you go like,
all right, so you guys are going to make... A little sexual?
No, yeah, so it was like, all right, like, when my daughter was like 5, two-piece bathing suit. It's like,
hey,
what we doing here? And it's like, what? That's what she said she wanted. And you're like, all right, I'm not allowed to hit people, so I'm just gonna go over here. You know what I mean? Like, because it's just a weird thing. You know?
I don't even like that they make that.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Who's that for?
Exactly.
Right. Why do we have to... Your parents are going to see your belly. Strangers don't have to see your belly. Grown, creepy-ass men at the pool don't have to see your belly.
At what point is a parent like, you know, this kid's got rocking abs. We gotta show her off.
Do you see the videos of the kids that work out? The kids that are jacked? That's fucked up.
Well, at least I'd rather them be jacked than just like whiny little fat kids, to be honest with you. Like, there's that one little Jamaican trainer who's just like, try harder. And I like that kid.
Do you remember there was Little Hercules, the really jacked kid?
Yes.
I think he's like, they fucked him up.
Uh-oh.
Am I correct on that?
Can we do a wellness check on Little Hercules?
No, I think like he was on shit.
Oh, steroids?
Because I think it like he's not well, if I remember. Or I could be completely. A lot of the times when I'm talking, I'm basing it on a thing I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then saying it like it's a fact.
That's everyone.
Yeah, that's
everyone.
That's
does
all
that.
Of media.
I might be 100% wrong, but I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about. You guys in the booth know who I'm talking about. The kid, Little Hercules, had the long
Sounds
brown
like
hair.
A rapper, Little Hercules. Oh, no.
Did they say he was on anything? Or, like, did his parents, like, force him into it? By the way, I don't like that.
This is not good.
Six.
Is there any info?
I'm reading an article right now. It says there was a lot of speculation about him taking steroids, that he became, he had a difficult child. He had a difficult childhood. Yeah, no, it doesn't say that there was any evidence he ever took steroids.
Even if he could, it could have been for something else. Because, like, they'll give a baby, like a premature baby, steroids, and that shit might not wear off for a little while. You know, like, oh, if his fucking lungs and heart aren't developed properly, you know. or
but don't they give cancer patients steroids too?
Yeah, yeah, it's steroids and a lot of stuff.
Girls steroids too, like if they're growing too tall or something. I don't know.
So this here is saying that his father was arrested for wife beating, and there is also allegations that he would crush up roids and put it in his food.
Yep, oh that'll do
God.
It.
God.
And you know why he probably hit the mom? Because he was roided up.
Yep. And that kid's probably now like, I'm never working out again because it reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's no child's decision to look like that, right?
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's not at all working out anymore.
See?
You never want to peak when you're a kid.
No.
That's never a good thing.
It depends. If you're going to die at 30, fuck it. Peak.
But those should be your. You should revel in those awkward
Also, you
years.
Never want to peak at kids.
No peaking.
That's an official statement.
Somebody sent me this Michael Jackson interview that he did like 1983 where he was just talking about how he goes to Disney World just to get his little dose of children. Like, he's just like, they're just so sweet in their eyes and they're innocent and watching them experience joy. I just go just to watch. And it's like, holy shit.
Do you think it's possible he enjoyed kids on a non-sexual level and that the powers that be made him look like a fucking creep?
It's weird because it's like, yeah, my mind works that way also where I'm hearing him say this shit and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? But you're also, as he's just doing an interview, just holding a llama, you're like, I don't think he means it sexually.
He was a little off. I feel like that Wade Robeson guy really came off like a grifter. And I have a friend who Wade taught her jazz dance class or whatever. And like, I don't know. I guess everybody got a bad vibe from him. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm starting to think like, because I like to get into conspiracy theories that like if you're just not in lockstep with the establishment, then they'll do what they have to do to either ruin your legacy or ruin your present.
Ooh, I'm reading a book about that right now. Fucking Atlas Shrugged. It's just all about like these great industrial mines, railroads, coal mines, and all that shit that it turns out the government was trying to suck and control them because they couldn't do it themselves. They couldn't push society.
That's kind of what China's doing. China is kind of like making deals with other countries like, oh, we'll help you build these roads. We'll do it with our shit. But then they basically set up a system to where they're like in debt to China for basically ever, because they'll help them like build their roads and infrastructure and shit like that.
Yeah, indentured servitude is the way to go. If you can't do all-out slavery, indentured servitude, that's the way to go. Do you know what that means? Or
oh,
you
yeah,
look at
no,
me strange?
Yeah, I wanted
that clip clean without me talking over it.
Why?
This is going to ruin my career later. He said it. If you can't do slavery.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about another one of our sponsors. 'Tis the season for clean balls, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. That's what it says on the copy. Our friends at Manscaped are helping you clear your driveway for safe travels this holiday season. From stocking stuffers to white elephants, Manscaped's products are at the top of every wish list. So, I don't think I really need to explain to you guys what a Manscaped is. You know what it is. It is the top of the line in pubic grooming. Manscaped is a one-stop shop for all your holiday needs. They have the perfect gift in the Platinum Package 4.0, plus loads of little presents perfect for stocking stuffers. They have shampoos, body washes, upstairs and downstairs deodorant, gels, exfoliants, absolutely everything you could possibly need. But most importantly, they have the best buzzer on the market, and that is the Lawn Mower, okay? This thing is absolutely phenomenal. It's got anti-nick technology, so you'll never cut yourself. It's got an LED light on it, and it works in the shower. They also have the Shears 2.0, the Persevere Cologne, the Body Buffer, everything you could possibly think of to have the nicest, freshest undercarriage on the block. So if you've got a dad, if you've got a boyfriend, if you've got an uncle, if they're all the same person, I mean, you just save money, really. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALASS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use our code REALASS. Manscaped for a perfect gift that will be the holidays' biggest hit. For your balls. Let's get back into the show. I want to Michael Jackson a little more. Dana Gould has a good bit about Michael Jackson where he's like, when you found out Michael Jackson, it's like, really? a glow-in-the-dark skeleton who dresses like Napoleon, who has a chimp and lives in an abandoned amusement park. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he just in his head was always a kid.
Yeah. A lot of times when you get abused, like you freeze at that age.
So I said before, when girls do the baby voice, when they want something, mm-hmm. they're indicating to you the age they were molested.
Yeah, though, for real. And same thing with, like, you look at Britney Spears. Like, I feel like she is still, like, a teenager.
She's 17. She's always been 17. She's stuck there. Something fucking happened. And I don't know the level of abuse, but yeah, she acts like if you gave a 17-year-old a phone, how they would act.
She's like, I'm not a mom. Yay! She's like spinning around. I took this really funny video of Missy, Kumi's girlfriend, doing an impression of her. It's like the best thing I've ever seen. It's spot on.
I saw them out too this past weekend. She really does make him happy, doesn't she? He was, hey, what's going on, buddy? And I'm like, holy shit, yeah. Like,
together, yeah.
And I don't think Michael, because we actually just had a long conversation about Michael Jackson like a week or two ago here. I don't think he fucked those kids. Like, he jerked off around those kids. Because somebody told him, don't get your DNA in or on these children. And they can never prove anything.
Yeah, but then that makes Mike basically seem like some sort of mastermind. Like, he's now just this master of self-control on some, I am the person that gets away with being inappropriate with children. And you're giving him way too much credit at that point.
Mm. I'm also talking to a black guy and a crazy lady about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, this is just a crosstown bus at this point. Yeah. Right? Just the back of the
bus. Guys, go home and feed my cats.
A morbidly obese guy, a crazy woman, and a black guy. Yeah, we really are fucking.
Let's go fight crime.
We really are a fucking cross-country bus trip, huh? We're gonna stop at McDonald's for 45 minutes.
Let's look for a Wawa.
That awkward friendship where you go, where do you guys know each other from? Oh, we met on a Greyhound bus. We were all coming back from California.
Dude, the bus, everyone in their life should take a Greyhound bus, like, at least a couple of hours, like, cross-state at some point. Like,
what's your longest? Mine's 11 hours.
The people you meet on a bus, it's like, you really do bond. And there was a guy that was, like, trying to get, like, I think I took the bus from, like, Oklahoma City to Dallas. And there was a guy that was like, I'm trying to get my girlfriend back.
Yeah, it's weird.
And some old lady's like, you're not going to do that on a bus. She's not going to be impressed with you. And then someone else was like, oh, my car broke down. And the stories that people have on this bus that you, because you end up bonding over a certain period of hours.
I've never spoken to anyone on a bus.
Really?
Me neither, yeah. Okay. I did, the longest I did once was 20 hours from here to Atlanta. And I just observed, whoo. And the people that, one, are moving via Greyhound, insane. Because Greyhound does not limit you to what you can put under that bus.
Oh, wow. So you just bring, like, lots and lots of luggage.
And no one's going to stop you. You know what I mean? There are people, like, when you get, like, below the Virginias, you see, like, oh, this is really, really common. Mm-hmm. You know, people just getting on a bus in North Carolina trying to go to Georgia and start over. You know what I mean? And you're like, wow, like, this is all they have, but they're doing it. Pack the kids up and let's just go.
This was back in the days of flip phones. On the first hour of an 11-hour bus ride from Pittsburgh to New York, I lent a Native American guy my phone. And he killed the battery on it.
Jesus Christ.
There's always somebody on the bus that wants to borrow your phone or borrow your charger.
My brother, I need to make an important business call. And I was like, yeah.
That's a great voice.
Thank you. And that's because I worked on a bunch of stuff in Buffalo. And I met a bunch of Native American guys and I really picked it up.
Yeah.
And then he just bullshitted on my phone for an hour with some bitch. And killed my phone, so I had no phone. For the next 10 hours.
Oh, my God.
It was
You didn't have one of those battery packs?
No, it was like back in the
day, the flip phone
before they
days.
Had it?
Yeah, there was nothing. Like, it was
Was only but so much entertainment you were going to be able to provide yourself.
You know, play Snake?
There's only but so much Snake you can play.
Why would you let him talk for an hour when you, like,
I asked him, like, three times, and he was like, no, not done yet. He's just, it was the worst.
Well, those people didn't know how to
he
do
bullied
that.
Me.
Wow, bullied by got an me. Indian.
There's always, too, you can spot the guys who have just gotten out of jail in another state and they're trying to make their way back to their home state. And you're just like, wow. Like, you see their frustration and hopelessness at the next rest stop where, you know, they're like using phones aggressively, trying to call whoever. And you're just like, wow, dude. Like,
yes, I have also waited for public transportation in Philadelphia, Dave.
So you don't, they don't give you your phone back, or these guys go into prison without the phone, or they lose it?
It depends on what time. Like, sometimes, like, you'll get your phone back. But like, if
the plan might be dead,
yeah. Like if you sat for 3 months or 6 months, you're not getting your phone back with a charge in it. You know what I mean? It just comes in a bag and it's done. You know.
Well,
I think this is an excellent opportunity to do plugs. You guys want to hit that plug music in the booth? Dave Temple, what do you got to promote, my friend?
No Need for Apologies is the podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Check it out. Myself and Derek Gaines and a bunch of other fun people just laughing. You know what? You want to talk about Black Twitter? One of the themes on Black Twitter is it's just funny to watch Black people laugh. Like, because Black people, we laugh so hard. That's all the show is. You want to see two Black dudes just laughing for an hour?
I do want to see that.
Yeah, tune in to No Need for Apologies. Come check us out. We're out on the road. We still got some dates left at the end of the year. Albany, the 22nd to the 24th. And Minneapolis, House of Comedy, the 30th and the 31st. So get those tickets if you're in those areas. Come rock out with us.
Fantastic. Chrissy.
Black people do laugh better because white people are like, ha, ha, ha. Black people are like, ah!
Mm-hmm. They walk in a circle sometimes.
Yeah, we'll run. We run away from the joke collectively. Like a firework.
You run out of the room.
Yeah.
I want to laugh more Black. That's my goal for 2023.
Yes, definitely. I can help you with that.
Okay, good. I'm not sure this is coming out, but I'm going to be doing Gino Bisconti's birthday show December 29th at Stand Up New York. Then we got the Dabblers Convention in Rochester, New York, February 3rd and 4th at Comedy at the Carlson. Going to be like a weekend of DabbleCon. If you know, you know. And then confirming more dates, but for sure I'll be in San Diego February 24th and 25th at the Mic Drop Comedy Club. So come on out. ChrissyMayer.com for tickets. Check out the Simpcast Sundays, 9 p.m. Eastern on my YouTube channel. Check out Friday Night Tights at 4:30 on Fridays on Nerdrotic's YouTube channel. Wet Spot Mondays at 7 p.m. on Compound Media. Thank you.
Fantastic. Guys, if you want to check me out, I'll be in Philadelphia December the 15th at the ECW Arena, the 2300 Arena, with myself, Ryan Shaner, and Lamar Lee. It's the ECW Arena. I'm really pumped on it. And if you guys want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, Lewis will be in Toronto December the 15th through 17th in Toronto at Yuck Yucks. And then New Year's Eve, the crew's going to the Comedy Store, 10:30 p.m. show. That's Lewis, Aaron Berg, Kim, Karen Feehan, Colin Terrell, and a bunch of other great people. Crack Amico is going to be there. And then Lewis will be January the 5th through the 7th at the Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C. I believe I'm with him on those. And then Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, January 12th through 15th in Phoenix, Arizona. January 19th through 22nd in Bloomington, Minnesota. The Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio on January 26th through 28th. And the Funny Bone St. Louis in St. Louis on February 2nd through 4th. So be sure to go check out Lewis on the Road. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasCentralNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Give yourself a 7-day free trial to the show. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. You can also go to podcastmerch.com where we have hats and hoodies and t-shirts and all that fun shit available for your purchase. And thank you guys for wearing merch out to shows. It really means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
So we were talking about Disney for a second before, about Michael Jackson heading to Disney to get a Breath of Children.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Disney is now scrapping the iconic Splash Mountain ride.
No.
Due to racist connotations. I believe it has connotations to like the old Song of the South type Disney.
And I fucking love that ride. It'd be like, settle up, partner, time for the tube.
It sounds like you're making fun of Dave.
It's fun. And it was
white people talking Dixie, it does make
it. It's my favorite place to go to make racist comments. I could get away with them on that ride because it was dark.
I hope nobody on this here ride minds getting their hair wet.
I hope some of you boys can swim. It's going to be a rough ride.
And they're going to turn it into the Princess and the Frog ride.
Boring.
Wow, that's an overcorrection.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they just made it into another, but the fact that they're going to go completely, they're going to overdo it.
Which is, you know, I've never seen that movie. My girl has seen it. She always talks about how apparently he refers to the dad as like Big Daddy. Like the whole movie, she's just like, oh, but what about Big Daddy? Like it's a really
That's
awkward
a very Southern thing.
Thing
though, too, right?
I guess so, but she's like, it does sound weird.
Like, that could also be like a plantation owner.
You say it with a fan.
I think in Django, isn't Big Daddy the plantation owner?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. Like the lead.
I love those country names like that.
Didn't Blanche on Golden Girls call her dad Big Daddy?
I think
Wow.
It's a Southern thing, I guess.
I think that might be just a very Southern thing.
Huh. It just it's so sexual in the North. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Daddy in general is just sexual. Like, none of us have
Big
fathers.
Daddy seems like
in temples where Delph stands for dad, I'd like to find.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
Harrington, go ahead.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Yes, Big Daddy was Don Johnson's character in Django, and Blanche's father was Big Daddy.
Holy hell yeah. Shit.
Wow. If anyone was going to make a Golden Girls reference, I'm glad it's Zach.
Thank you. Nailed it,
that's
too.
Impressive.
Well, it shows your age that you belong on TikTok.
Yeah. I do not belong on TikTok.
If you don't know Golden Girls,
I do know
TikTok
Golden.
Away.
I do know Golden Girls.
So, they did get a black butler, though. They got a black butler at the very end, and then it became the hotel.
Because
they moved into a hotel.
Oh, okay.
And that became a spinoff show, and they had a black butler, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't up on that. That was not
That was after my tenure.
Yeah.
That show.
So this is official? When is this going down?
I don't
taking
know.
This ride out?
If you guys in the booth could tell us, but it's
That's
apparently...
That's really a shame.
They're wrapping it up soon, I believe.
Splash Mountain.
You have until January 2023 to try the ride, and they say that the new ride will be available in 2024. Early reports were late 2024. Now it's just saying 2024, so they might be able to get it turned over quicker than they thought.
But it is the Princess of the Frog ride, so it might be like 2025, 2026. It might take a little while.
It's
going to
be late.
Do you think they'll look at people bad that like cram in there to get to Splash Mountain before it leaves? Like, you just
I
had
feel
to
like that
out.
Is one of the most iconic Disney. It's what? It's a Small World, Teacups.
Yep.
Space Mountain, Splash Mountain. What else is like Dumbo?
The one that goes up in the ball of Epcot. Is that Space
the
Mountain?
Golf, that's Space Mountain, yes.
Yeah. Tower Terror, but I think...
They already took that out.
The Tower Terror is Guardians of the Galaxy now, right?
Yep.
Am I missing anything that's like iconic Disney?
I don't know. I don't think Universal Studios was a part of Disney. It was a separate.
Yeah,
it's different.
So,
okay. What do you think of the Jaws ride in King Kong?
Yeah, that King Jurassic Kong, Park. Like earthquake ride thing that they did there with like real fire and real water.
I've heard that when you work at Disney that there's an ongoing thing that Space Mountain is like Heart Attack Central.
Really?
That apparently something in there fucks up people with pacemakers and shit.
And people are not allowed to die like on Disney property.
Yeah.
They have to be pronounced dead off property.
Somebody just killed themselves in the parking structure of Disney over the weekend, I believe.
Well, do you ever get into one of those parking structures? It's fucking frustrating.
I think somebody jumped off of it.
I can understand that. Yeah, you're like,
if you guys could look that up, I saw somebody tweeting about it this
Kissimmee,
weekend.
Kissimmee, Florida is not a good place, bro.
Man jumps to his death from Disneyland parking structure.
Hilarious.
Was he depressed or he just couldn't find his car?
Yo. Okay. So have you ever seen that movie, The Florida Project? The Florida Project is a movie about these people who live in like the motels right outside of Disney. They're like single moms that turn tricks and shit like that. And one of the scenes in there,
is Willem Dafoe in it?
I don't know. Yes.
Fucking Sandy Kane's in that movie.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe, he's the guy that's running the main. I don't know people's names, but I've seen the movie.
The fucking crazy lady that.
She's
the naked cowgirl.
I probably, because I don't know.
She plays a young Willem Dafoe.
But like in this movie, like the girls turn tricks to feed their kids and they're like behind on paying an extended stay in the motel. But one of the things that
oh
she does.
Oh my God, it looks like me in the
that's
future.
That's Sandy Kane. Oh, is Sandy Kane in that movie?
I believe. Yep. See, she's in the Florida Project.
Okay.
Wow. I remember her promoting it on Kumia because I was on with her.
That makes sense. Because these are the type of people that live in these motels, the way they're depicting it. But the women, the girls, the younger girls, they fuck married men that come down to see Disney with their family because like they know these guys, they're not happy to be paying $129 per person to get into Magic Kingdom, and there's nothing there for
them. Plus fast pass, plus right. You can't drink.
So these men sneak off to fuck prostitutes at night at the motels not that far from there, and she would do shit like steal their day passes, and now she's selling them. So now these guys are in a crazy position where they're like, my family's trying to go to Disney and some fucking hooker stole all of our passes to get to Disney last night.
Idiot.
I have to explain to my wife that I ran out the
That's why you don't leave your fast passes when you go to meet the hooker. Leave them in your hotel. They have that little safe for a reason.
I actually have a fast pass for the hooker. I get half my money back if I come right away.
That's nice.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's one of those things, like if a hooker robs you, you can't call the cops.
And that was the thing.
It's like a hooker or a drug dealer. If they rob you, you can't be like, hey, this drug dealer robbed me.
Yeah. She took the passes, and they were like $350 passes that she sold in front of the park for like $60 a piece.
And she's selling them back to the same guy the next morning, be like, oh, hey. Well,
yeah. And that's the thing. He showed back up at the motel, like, you know, obviously ready to get physical. And William Dafoe has to defend her, even though she's 100% wrong.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy's like pounding on the door, like, I came in here to fuck this chick last night, and she stole my shit. And she's like, I don't know what he's talking about. And he's like, bitch, you're out of here. You're turning tricks again. You know what I mean? But this is the fucking movie. It's fucking hilarious.
I love Florida.
Yeah.
That's why you never take your pants all the way off when you're with a hooker.
Really?
Yeah. Let your homie hold them.
Yeah.
See, this is what's hard for guys. You guys don't have bags or like purses.
Yeah, so like if you're with a hooker, you don't put your, and she's going to suck your dick, you don't put your pants all the way on the floor. Because while she's sucking your dick, she's going through your pockets.
Yeah, wow. I was always told to leave everything in the glove box of the car.
Yeah.
Like money, jewelry, all of that shit. If you couldn't, like if you didn't have a car, put it in your boot and stand on it. You don't take your shoes off. You know what
if someone breaks into your car?
No, Dave, you guys don't take your shoes off. Yeah, leave it in your Timberland.
That's why.
I would take my shoes off. For that particular.
Shit. Just for head? You take your shoes off for head?
I would prefer it.
Tell her to hilarious. Suck a toe.
Yeah, I mean, that's a sock situation. Shannon, would you be offended if a man kept his shoes on while you sucked his dick?
It's kind of hot.
I think I need more context, though, around the situation on whether it would be acceptable or not. Because,
you're a filthy hooker. You're a filthy Florida prostitute.
I don't think anything matters then.
I'd prefer shoes on than bad feet out.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's acceptable.
Yeah. And if you're a hooker, you know the deal. You'd probably prefer to keep your shoes on. Like, less cleaning up.
You want to de-romanticize it as much as possible. Yeah. All right. That's the thing we learned. Look at us breaking boundaries.
De-romanticize it so that you guys can fuck on.
Yeah. Hooker keeps your shoes on, though.
If you really want your man's shoes off, take them off yourself while you're down there. That's
a move, yeah.
Well, you know what? That's also interesting. I've never dealt with a girl that allows you to wear shoes in her apartment. Like, every girl in New York is like, take your fucking shoes off at the door.
I've never cared about that.
Yeah. I didn't care until I had kids, and then, like, you start to see what comes out of the rug or the ground, and then they're all crawling around, and you're like, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
If the kids are near the floor, yeah.
That's true. Right. That was the only thing that made me aware of it.
You track poop inside, like dog poop, that's bad. I've done that.
And then, like, excuse me, if you live in an apartment building, people bitch or moan if you keep your shoes on all day.
Right, if you're like, I remember when I had roommates, they would be like, get your shoes off.
That's funny.
I used to live above Indian people who hated us.
Indian people are very anti-shoes.
Yeah, they would come up screaming and banging on the door if we kept our shoes on.
Oh, because the noise?
Yeah.
First time I ever saw that and thought that was interesting. Remember that movie, The Good Son?
Yes.
Or even Home Alone. Like, Macaulay Culkin was always getting fully dressed just to be in the house hanging out. Like, did a boogie just fall out of my nose? Did you see that?
I didn't see anything.
You saw that. A booger just fell out like a
really?
Little
roach.
That was wild.
I completely missed it.
But yeah, he would put on including boots to just be around the house doing laundry and shooting fucking... What were those things? Those Fleer army men or whatever? Those Fleer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had on like boots.
Are you talking about Home Alone?
Yeah.
I remember that scene.
But even in The Good Son, he's walking around in fucking boots around the house.
I remember, and I guess maybe it's just I'm lazy or like maybe our generation's lazy. I don't ever remember my dad just like chilling in like basketball shorts and an undershirt. Like my dad would like wear clothes.
Yeah, my dad would rock long underwear. he would come in the house because he's a landscaper. He'd go right down to the basement. And the way that my mom's grandfather built the house we grew up in, and it was built in such a way, like, for like blue collar people, you go in, you go right down to the basement, take your shit off, or take the wood down to the basement to burn it, I guess. He takes his boots off, go upstairs, and then he would always, like, I always find him laying on the floor of the living room with his feet up on the couch in long underwear, and then he'd have like 5 or 6 Heineken bottles around him, always falling asleep to TV. But I'm like, why is he laying on the ground with his feet up like that? It's just this weirdest thing, but it's like seared into my memory.
Did you ever figure it out or no?
I mean, alcoholism? Nah, I don't know.
Nah, when you work on your feet all day, you come home, your feet are like just 3 times bigger than what they were. So he's just trying to drain all of the blood out keep his feet. Like, a lot of dudes that work in boots, I'm sure a lot of listeners know that work in factories or work in warehouses, UPS, FedEx, like that. Their feet are...
They swell.
Yeah, because, you know, and you're supposed to go home and elevate them and just let all of that blood drain.
I never even thought to do that. Like, the years I would bartend, I wish I had someone had told me to do that because your feet fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of a Pittsburgh toilet?
Is that a sex move?
No, it's but so like your dad Cleveland go to the steamer? Basement to like clean up before he come in the house, right?
Yeah, like
so in Pittsburgh, it's called a Pittsburgh toilet, but it was for families of like steel workers or metal workers who would come home like filthy. You come in through the back into the basement, and there would be a shower and a toilet just for the dad. But that's a Pittsburgh
toilet.
That
should be in every house.
Yeah, it's a loose toilet.
Oh, my God.
That is amazing. Okay. We had these in Philly, too.
Yeah, there's certain houses that are in like what
blue-collar
neighborhoods. The very blue-collar neighborhoods. There'll just be a Pittsburgh toilet for the dad when he comes home so he can shower and shit.
But don't you feel exposed if you're shitting on that?
Like, I want one of those so bad.
So when we took over the basement at my aunt's house, like as we got older and didn't want to live upstairs with the younger kids, we went to the basement and it had a toilet like that. And that was enough for us to justify we should be able to move down there. Like, you just have your own toilet. Like, we didn't even have a shower down there, but it was just like, this was enough of a reason for us to not to have to come upstairs. And the basement looked just like that. Cement, brick, everything. But we were like, fuck, we'll make it work.
You could put up like walls around the toilet if you wanted. You could build around it.
We didn't. We just cut the light off. Like, hey, I'm back here. You know what I mean? That's it. That's funny. I landscaped in Pittsburgh for a while. Yeah, so it's a very blue-collar town. The houses are all set up for that kind of situation to just come home, dump your shit, you know what I mean, and come right in the house. Like,
No, because my dad was a metal worker. He had a machine shop, so it was the same. He had to, like, clean up before he was allowed in the house.
Yeah. My first job was like that. My very first job, I used to work at Dunkin' Donuts in Philly. And I used to come home with so much grease, roaches, roach eggs and shit, like all in the cuffs of my pants and in the crevices of my boots, that my mom, she was like, you got to take all that shit off.
Wouldn't
at the back
you notice that, like, that someone's laying eggs in your pants? Like, you wouldn't notice the insects, like, crawling
bruh,
in?
Bruh, my job, so I was what was called the porter position, right? This is back when Dunkin' Donuts used to be open 24 hours a day, and we was like an official bakery. Like, we supplied donuts for Wawa, we supplied donuts for 7-Eleven, we supplied continental breakfasts at hotels and hospitals and shit like that. We used to have all that. So it was round the clock. All of the sugar and dough that they spilled on the floor, it was my job was to get that cleaned up before the next.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Right. So, and it's just these guys have been walking and compounding confectionery sugar into the floor for 6 hours. And I would have to get down there with a scraper and scrape it all up and get it out. And it's just, it's just roaches everywhere, you know,
Gross.
It's a very disgusting job. But it made a man out of me, you know what I mean? Like, I had to build up that tolerance of, you know, hey, look, there's mice, there's rats, there's, you got to deal with all that shit, you know what I mean? For 5-15 an hour.
Everybody should have at least one of those jobs.
Absolutely, I think so. I was trying to get to the mall. I wanted to get to the mall so bad and fold up shirts at the fucking Gap. They would not hire my black ass.
I was a janitor.
Yeah.
That was my fucking, I was a janitor. I worked at a machine shop. I worked at my dad's machine shop for a while.
Right.
I worked at the movies. That was gross.
Yeah.
Movies sucks.
Why?
Movies is gross. People act like savages when the lights are out.
Yeah.
Just leaving. I don't understand why people leave their garbage everywhere.
It's not even just a garbage.
It's not just food garbage.
Spit in the fucking armrest cup holder.
What, like poop?
People change their baby in the movie theater.
Ew, it's the fucking leave the diaper on the floor. About to sound like Kanye, but there's a certain group of people that they change their baby diaper and they leave it on. And I've talked about this with so many people. They all say the same thing. They leave fucking diapers out in the corners of rooms, like at weddings and shit. When they all get together for a wedding, they'll be like, they'll have it.
Now, would these be the kind of weddings where men stand on one side and women on another?
I'm just saying, you talk to enough people and they all have the same story.
Would you call them fuzzy?
One might.
Do they have magical hats?
There's a certain disrespect going on where poopy diapers are left out, and that's okay.
I've never had that experience. My lovely co-host, Lewis, had that experience on a plane with some yiddle diddles. So I worked at a movie theater that was right next to Jersey City and Bayonne. And when we had like a tent pole, like a Superman or something movie come out, it would just be bottles of Bacardi and 151 and baby diapers. Every row.
Yeah. There's a field near my house now that I've sometimes work out at, but it's a soccer field. Mm-hmm. And since the World Cup has started, I went to work out there one day and it's just like little white things. The sun just flickers everywhere. The entire field is covered. They're all Corona lids. No bottles, but the lids. And it's just everywhere on the field, like
confetti,
man.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I've fucking done this on a couple shows before, but I told you, I hung out when I used to date a girl that lived in Palisade Park, How They Got Money, by robbing the Guadis.
Wait, what are Guadis?
Guatemalans.
Okay.
So the day laborers, these poor guys are up at like 3.
Yeah.
And they got to be wherever they stand by like 4 or 5 to get picked, to get a good debt, you know,
in
get
front
a good
of the Home Depot.
And then they get out around 4 or 5. So I knew a group of kids, and I never did this, so I'm absolving myself from this. When they had no money for the weekend, they would go to the housing projects, and it would be like, you know, 50 of them would all live in a fucking apartment. And they, you know, these guys are fucking 4'2". They would have two tall boys and pass out for 8 hours because they worked in the fucking sun all day. They're dying. And then they would, you know, they're tiny little people with big beards.
Doesn't take much beers. Yeah.
And they would, you know, they would have a fucking Bud. I have 24-ounce Bud Light and pass out in the hallways.
Moist cerveza.
So a lot of I knew a bunch of kids there that they would, if you had no money, you would walk up and down the hallways of the Guadi buildings.
That's horrible.
Take all their wallets, take the cash out, and leave the wallet back on them.
Jesus Christ.
And that's how they made money That's how they got their money to party every weekend.
That's so horrible. Funny.
Yeah, man. It's
brutal. Don't pass out. But they always passed out in the hallway.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I feel bad for them, but it is like one of those things where it's like, oh, well, you're doing this.
Don't pass out in the hallway.
See, right. I don't know. I feel like I was raised, like, because I saw how hard my dad worked, and then eventually, like, my mom went to work when I was like in first grade, but like I never wanted to take money from them because I saw how fucking hard they worked. It's almost like I could understand, like, it makes sense to rob if you have rich parents that don't give a fuck, that aren't paying attention to you, like I understand that more so than like robbing from your parents that like work their asses off, they're always exhausted. Like, to me that seems more wrong.
I'm not absolving these people of their crime.
Yeah,
but also, don't pass out in your hallway.
Right, because I've worked, I don't know whether they were Mexicans or Guatemalans. The last labor job that I did, like helping someone gut out a home, and they did that. It was like, yo, I want you to run the shop because I know you work, but I'm going to go to Home Depot and pick up some people. And he brought these guys to me. And one of the dudes drunk off his ass, right? He's already drunk, which fine, whatever. He's still going to work, but he was wearing Skechers that were way too small for him that he had cut the heel out, and he's like wearing them like slippers.
Oh,
so it's
no.
Like, well, you are also choosing to get drunk as opposed to saving your money to buy shoes that fit. You know what I mean? I did give him my shoes at the end of the day. Like, here, dude, you don't need to be walking around like that. But yeah, dude, he's a bad decision maker.
Yeah, we had I guess that was a very Jersey thing. We had the Guadi bus. which would be the little bus that followed the NJ Transit bus.
We called them poppy buses. Yeah, I took those a couple times when I used to live in Jersey City.
Yeah, yeah, take the Guadi bus. It's a dollar cheaper. You make 85 more stops, and there's like a chicken on it.
Yeah, and the guy is extremely tired. He's been driving all day.
Yeah.
So when we started taking him, this was when the path stopped running 24 hours after Hurricane Sandy. So we were kind of reliant on these buses to get in and out of the city if we were still going to be here doing comedy. And yeah, this guy, like clockwork, we would all have to get up and slap him coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel because he'd be fucking asleep. You know what I mean?
Yep. Wow.
I forgot that you guys called it the poppy bus.
Because that's what we call Latinos.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In Philly, we can call them all poppy. I don't care what you are. You're poppy.
Hey, guys, let's take a second real quick to talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the Real Ass Podcast, our friends at Zippix. Listen, maybe you haven't made it your goal just yet. Maybe you're still looking to just, you know, add a toothpick to your look. Maybe you're looking to quit smoking. Maybe you're looking to go back a little on vaping. So whatever you're looking for, I cannot recommend Zippix toothpicks more. Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets the nicotine buzz to your face quicker. It comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. No smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts. And they're a lot cheaper than cigarettes. And I probably should have said this earlier in the ad. Zippix are little toothpicks. And they give you a great nicotine buzz. So go to ZippixToothpicks.com today. That's Z-I-P-P-I-X Toothpicks.com. And use our promo code ASS10, A-S-S-1-0, to get 10% off your order today. That's ASS10 at ZippixToothpicks.com. For 10% off your order, check it out. Now let's get back into the show. All right, let's get to two more stories. We're gonna get out of here. Okay, who's the asshole? Amazon delivery worker punches man in the face for filming her. So let's find out. Let's see the video okay. And then let's make a decision.
I'm already siding with the Amazon worker though. Go ahead.
Why was he filming?
It's not by your consent. Yes, call the cops, I'm waiting. Call the cops, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Call the cops, I'm waiting.
What is the problem here?
Yes, I'm being very disturbed, but call the cops, I'm waiting. I'm waiting right here. 820 Western Ave, miss.
820 Western Ave.
Yes, 820 Western Ave, miss. 820 Western Ave. I'm not gonna lie to you. You're doing that from not my consent, bro. And if I toss your phone, you're gonna be very upset. I'm asking you to stop recording me. I'm asking you to stop recording me. I'm asking you to stop recording me. I'm asking you to stop fucking recording me and get out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face.
Flawless logic. She's following him.
What came before this, though?
I'll tell you what came before this. Fighting through traffic, getting beat at, not being able to get into buildings all day long. Like, these motherfuckers are on edge all day. Leave them be, bro. Like, this is a shitty job that they all have to do for us. It's a shitty job. Like, they're always going to act that way.
So that when she, I believe it's when she reaches behind the camera, it's at that moment, I believe, that the assault took place.
Yeah.
He says that he had a black eye and that she broke his glasses. Prior to this happening, though, the details aren't there. But apparently this guy, he lives in this building where she was delivering to. And when he was walking out, he heard that she was having an argument with the door guy. And then so he came up and he's like, oh, like, what's going on? What's the problem? And then he started filming because she was losing her mind. And then that's when this.
Yeah. Probably she was like having a hard time getting in. And maybe the doorman was like giving her, because she's clearly with Amazon. Like,
yeah,
why
did you
let
see
her
these
in?
People dragging these fucking.
She clearly is
around. Yeah, it's like so heavy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, Zach.
What is I'm saying? I see these people. Dragging, I see these boxes, those
it's
padded boxes.
Yeah.
I see them abandoned on the sidewalk so much in my neighborhood. Like, these people are agitated. They never got the break that we got during the pandemic. They were essential. They've never stopped. The packages, anything, they just went up. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, dude, that's a ticking time bomb.
These are some people that are overworked. They're more or less undercompensated. I'm not excusing the behavior.
It's heavy.
You know, Amazon's like, isn't that one of those places where like somebody fucking drops that on the floor and they just move them and there's somebody else working next
to
you? Yeah,
and just erase 0 days without people dropping dead.
However, this might sound sexist, and I'm sorry. Isn't that one of those jobs, Amazon delivery person? Isn't that one of those jobs, if you see a lady doing it, you're like, oh, you fucked up.
You fucked up, exactly.
You did not
Unless
figure out how to
really
monetize
strong.
Your life. It's like when you get a lady Uber driver. You're like, oh.
I don't mind a lady
When I get
Uber
a lady
driver.
Uber driver or when I get someone Ubering in a nice car. Like, not like this is a Benz.
That's different
that
outside of New York.
In
Vegas,
know.
Everything. I got Teslas every day.
Tesla, I get it. That's kind of becoming. That's like the new Prius. You know what I mean? Even though it's an expensive version, it's a thing. But when I see someone pick me up in like an Audi or you know what I mean, like a Lexus, you're just oh, you. And I've talked to some of the people. When I see a young white guy Ubering in an Audi, nine out of 10 times is gambling debt that he can't call home and go like, I need help.
God,
paying
I wonder
this
if
off.
It was my brother-in-law. He lives in Vegas.
It's just one of those jobs where you're like, dude, this wasn't the plan.
No, absolutely. And I also,
this is a last ditch effort,
because for black people like that, she's probably like a rapper or something that like, dude, no one knows that I work at Amazon right now. Mm-hmm. Stop fucking filming me. You know what I mean? And I'm already on edge. It doesn't justify her losing her mind, but that's like poking with a pit bull, you know what I mean? Like, okay, once it locks up on you, you knew, you know what I mean? Even if it was attacking someone else, why would you, you know what I mean?
Not pit bulls hate being filmed.
Not all pit bulls like being filmed, but most of them don't.
And you don't mind a lady Uber driver?
No,
I've had
like a lady
multiple
Uber driver.
Bad experiences.
Yeah.
With lady Uber, and I'm not saying
if she's Asian,
the stereotype. I've had an Asian lady Uber driver.
I'm gonna get out.
The stereotype that Asians are bad drivers, I'll disagree with, because best Uber to get picked up in Asian in a pilot seat passenger van.
Okay.
They are fucking top notch drivers.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. And they've probably been dismissed from some sort of coach driving job.
Yeah. Well, that's what I feel like you get a lot of Uber drivers now, the guys that used to own limo companies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or own taxi service, like car service.
The professional ones that are like in a suit you know,
and
get out.
They're holding on to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, I had a lady Uber driver once, and she stopped dead in the middle of a four-way intersection. Oy. And started crying.
Oh, no.
And she was, I shouldn't do this, really.
Yeah, man.
Please don't tell Uber I did this.
Aww.
And she's like, I just hate this so much, and I shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they've been eating it. People be fucking
and I was like, no tip.
I hate when I get an Uber, like, I'm out of town, and, like, I'm getting the lowdown, like, oh, what, you know, what are you going to do while you're in town? Oh, you're gonna, and they're telling me, like, all the fun things to do in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm literally going to be here, like, one night, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, stop telling me what to do for fun.
The worst is when you're getting a ride back to the airport, they try to tell you fun stuff to do. It's like, bitch,
stop.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. When we would just...
It's 7 a.m. I'm bleeding out of my eyeballs. I don't want to hear about this fun place to eat in this town I'm leaving.
Yeah. We had one guy in La Jolla who picked us up from the airport who was telling us about asking us what we do. And we admitted that we were comics. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you guys got a podcast? Yeah, we got a podcast. Oh, about how many listeners do you get? It's like, what the fuck?
Already,
like,
this has already gone too far.
Yeah, he's like, no, because, you know, I listen to this, and I listen to this. This is how you got to do it, guys. And it's so I just start fucking with him, and I'm just like, yeah, how long you been Ubering? Oh, 4 years? How many trips you got done in the 4 years there, huh? Did you cross 10,000 yet? All in this car? And you watch him kind of get agitated, like, hey, what's with all the questions,
That's
buddy?
Great.
And it's like, what? I thought this is what we're doing. We care about what you do. You know, I'm asking you questions about your job.
Yeah, I have ideas for you. Why don't you put up more air
fresheners? You should get an SUV. You'll get bigger tips with it. You should put...
Are you vacuuming every day back here? Where are your snacks? I don't see little water bottles.
My Uber driver last night had stickers on the back seat that you could scan to follow him on Instagram. Nothing special about the car. Nothing. Just, you know, follow me on Instagram.
I kind of like the idea of like an Uber having an Instagram account and you can just post your own selfie and like put it.
It wasn't no Uber-oriented Instagram. This was just his regular Instagram account.
Wow. That's funny.
Did he have a thing he did or is just a dude?
Just a dude.
I like that.
Just a dude. Well, I'm not going to lie. I didn't scan it. I don't know. I refuse to scan it because then I'm feeding into the bullshit. So, but it seemed like just a dude.
That's fair.
I like that.
One of my Ubers in Vegas, the guy asked what I was doing. I said, I'm going to a comedy festival. This guy spent 45 minutes telling me about how much he loved Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
And I was like, this fucked. Mm-hmm.
I had something similar. I was in Texas, and like my Uber driver was telling me how much he loves Amy Schumer. I think I said the same thing. I'm going to a show because I didn't want to get into like, it's me. And he was like, yeah, Amy Schumer gave me some really good advice. Like, I was Ubering for her once, and then she, like, saved me. I was, like, going through a really bad breakup. It was, like, just a long story. I'm like, I'm glad someone has a positive
experience. She gave him advice Patrice O'Neill gave somebody once. And we're calling it there, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you so much to my wonderful, wonderful guests, Chrissy Mayer and Dave Temple. Please check out The Wet Spot. Please check out Simpcast, and please check out No Need for Apologies. These guys are some of the best people to have on your podcast, and some of the sweetest people in the world, and I'm so glad that I get to share my morning with them. Lewis, hope you feel better, buddy. We'll see you soon. We got shows coming up on Wednesday and Friday, and we'll see you on Wednesday on The Real Ass Podcast.
Bye.
That's all, folks.